Welcome to this September Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. Thanks so much for connecting again to us today. The big news of this past month has been that I conducted a survey where I asked members and also other individuals who are members of my audience to report back what therapies and treatments and methods were contributing to helping them feel better and find the ability to reverse their neurological symptoms, their Parkinson's symptoms. So it was a broad-based question that wasn't any kind of a checklist. It was just, tell me what's helping. We received about 60 responses from individuals, and I just want to point out, these are 60 individuals that are finding that they are feeling better. So for those of you who are thinking, is there anybody out there who's actually getting better? You betcha there are lots of people who are finding wonderful therapies that are making a big difference to them. So the results began coming in. I asked, a couple of follow-ups to make sure that we were able to reach out to as many people as possible. And I have now summarized the responses in the What's Up this week from Robert, the one website, member website that's available, of course, to you. So be sure to look at that if you haven't already done it. I initially thought that I would provide some kind of summary of the number of people who said X, Y, or Z. But as it turns out, each of the reports from the 60 or so individuals wound up being so absolutely fascinating and interesting that I just copied them and reported them on your website. So if you haven't actually seen that yet, be sure to read through each of the reports. I basically just enter into, well, where did the report come from? And you'll see that it comes from countries across the globe. And then at the bottom of this particular posting, I spent quite a bit of time in being able to generate a resource, informational resource for the therapies that were actually mentioned. So in those particular links, I've got links to radio show interviews where they expand quite a bit on explaining why that particular method or technique would make a difference. Or I've got other informational resources of blogs or presentations that I've done on that particular topic. So there's a lot of resource links down at the bottom of that page. So it's on your member website. If you have problems getting there, be sure to let me know. There's also in the meditations that I've done this week, it has to do, get this, with your relationship with Parkinson's. So be sure to listen to those. You've got, remember, the long meditation for the week, which is about 25 to 30 minutes. So you have to take a little time to listen to that. And then the short meditations, Monday through Friday, they're only about 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, sometimes 5. So they're short, they're sweet, and it allows you, again, to be able to really build on the idea and the content that we presented in the longer meditation for the week. And, of course, we've got everything else available to you that I've updated here over the weekend. Jokes where you can laugh and make dopamine naturally. We've got the problems to solve, which generates new neural networks. We've got the mind work, which does the balancing of the right and the left side of the brain. We've got all of the categories of the 260 radio show interviews. So if you've got a topic that you want to know more about, you just go down the right side of the page. You click on that category, and that'll list all the radio shows that contain that particular topic. It may be the radio show doesn't focus on that, but it includes some information about that topic. So we got all that categorized for you on the radio show page as well. And, of course, we've got other resources as well, like an exercise that's recommended for the week to remind you, get out and exercise. It'll make a big, big difference, a natural food recipe. So we've got a bounty of resources that are updated each and every day for all of you who are supporters of Parkinson's recovery to be able to get the support that you need as you journey down the road to recovery. Now, what I want to say here in our gathering today is the following. As I look down the listing of the therapies that were making a big difference to individuals and that were helping them reverse their symptoms, it suddenly struck me that there is a theme to pretty much all of the therapies. There are a lot of different therapies that are mentioned. It's not as if there's one therapy that's the end-all or the big the big deal with I can then come out and say, look, there's one thing everybody ought to do, and here it is. That's not what happened at all. If you look at the list, it really reports just a wide range of remedies, treatments, therapies that people are using that are making a big difference to their lives. Everybody has a unique set that makes a difference to them. And so I sort of sat back, and as they came in, I kept thinking to myself, what's the theme here? What really matters? And it suddenly really dawned on me, I know what's at play here. What really matters is therapies, methods, and techniques that calm down and turn the volume down and turn the switch off of the sympathetic nervous system. This is the fight flight. This is the one that creates the pumping out of excessive cortisol and adrenaline, the one that creates anxiety attacks, the one that creates fear and anxiousness throughout the day. So many, many dozens and dozens of therapies that are listed by individuals wind up all pretty much falling into the category of that is something that that person has found really helps them, again, turn the switch off of the sympathetic nervous system and turn the switch on of the parasympathetic nervous system. So remember, the parasympathetic is the chill out, relax, have fun, enjoy yourself. It's the one that the body is able to make dopamine and serotonin and melatonin naturally. You don't need to take any herbal kind of treatments for all that to happen naturally. So that's the parasympathetic nervous system. So when that's active, these Parkinson's symptoms cannot rear their ugly head. I thought, that's really interesting. So that's the key. That's really what you want to be able to do. And for your information, what I've decided I need to do in terms of the next course that I will actually be offering is, to this fall, I'm going to offer a new course that's going to be titled, What Really Matters? Because that was the question that I asked when I looked over all these reports. And what I'm going to do in this course is create a curriculum where we're going to focus on each of the many, many, many methods that people have reported are helping them. So I'm going to basically list the method. We know this is helping one or several people for sure. And, of course, I have reports from others that it's helped them as well. And then I'll explain what the method is, how it works. I'll go into detail about why that might be helpful so that if you're looking for other support methods that will help you tame down the anxiousness and the anxieties that you might experience over the course of the day, then this course will be designed to provide you with lots of different options, lots of different choices that you might want to entertain as possibilities. So the course will be titled, What Really Matters? And again, we're going to focus on these different kinds of methods that were reported by my audience. That we're helping them. So it's not as if there's one clear set that will make a difference, but what is clear is when you look at the reports back from individuals, usually you saw a set of methods or therapies or techniques. In other words, people didn't rely on just one. They had a handful of those. So it may be if you've already got one approach or one method that's helping you, it may be that if you supplement that with one or several others, you'll find an even greater ability to see a reversal of your symptoms. And so that's the purpose of the course. That's what I'm going to be doing this fall and spending a lot of my energy and time with developing. So look for that course announcement. I'm going to put that out in just a couple of days. It'll be called What Really Matters? And again, the whole focus of the course will be to pick and choose the different kinds of entries that people have reported are helping them. And I want to make sure that everybody understands what it is. And so you'll know exactly what steps to take if you want to pursue that as an option. Some of the options that were listed are ones that I've heard occasionally, but I'm not that familiar with. So I'll be doing some extra research on those to see if we can really figure out what's going on with them. Now, I have actually three emails received that I want to read, and then we'll check in with those of you who called in here for our support group meeting. The first email, Robert, can you tell me or address the group with what sentiment does to the body, even though we're trying to heal naturally, but just need extra help to maintain. Does it suppress the immune system? And the comment here is much appreciate your thoughts and insights. So the medication that is listed as sentiment is basically what is called an L-DOPA infusion. And it's an infusion of L-DOPA in the body, which stimulates the production of dopamine. So L-DOPA is needed in the body to then be converted into dopamine. So it very specifically focuses on that very single hormone. There are about 40 hormones in the body, but that's the medicine that actually stimulates the production of dopamine. Now, the sentiment medication also contains something called carbidopa. And the reason for that, as it turns out, is that the L-DOPA by itself can create some pretty horrendous side effects. Nausea is probably at the top of that, tiredness, fatigue, some anxiousness, et cetera, et cetera. So what happens is that the developers of this, the pharmaceutical developers, have discovered that, well, if you just do L-DOPA itself, that can create some side effects that are really not manageable. So they've added the carbidopa, and that gets the side effects in a more manageable situation. Now, of course, sentiment as a medication does have side effects itself, but it means that at least the L-DOPA can be assimilated into the body. So that's really the focus of what the medication does, as I understand it. You know, remember, I'm a researcher, not a medical doctor, and you may be able to get a lot more valuable insights by talking with your doctor about what the sentiment actually is doing in the body. No, it doesn't suppress the immune system, to my knowledge, speaking as a researcher. That's not the effect of it. Of course, because it's a prescription medicine, the body has to take what it needs and needs to use and assimilate, and then, of course, there's a residue that has to be eliminated. So it does create a little extra challenge of the body to be able to get rid of the part of the medicine that is not the body really doesn't need. But that don't feel like that's a judgment about the medicine. Now, anything we put in our body has to be digested. And so the body can use some of it, and then the body has to get rid of the rest. So medicine is no different. And so I've never thought of those medicines as suppressing the immune system at all. There are some medicines in low dose. It's called low-dose naltrexone that does just the reverse. It actually boosts the immune system. So if you're looking for something that can do that, you might talk with your doctor about the possibility of taking what's called low-dose naltrexone, LDN. And that kind of tricks the body into supporting the immune system. It's really kind of an interesting intervention. And something that was discovered by a researcher who was working with persons with Parkinson's and almost by accident realized that that seemed to really help a great deal. So the next email I want to read is a little bit long, and it's about a history, but I wanted to make sure to cover that. In listening to the replay of your July support group, there was a question or discussion about the person who was suffering lower back and leg pain and was asking why this happens and what could be done about it. And you had indicated that you have never heard of any other Parkinson's patients that had similar symptoms. Well, I'm one of those people, so thank you so much for letting us know. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2015 and have a mild case, which is typically controlled with 3 doses of sentiment and Meropax. My back pain and leg pains have been so severe that it has incapacitated me at times. In other words, made me really, really sick. The only thing that's been offered to me is epidural injections, which have helped approximately 60% of my pain. I also have issues with torn tendons. I've had a partial tear of the Achilles tendon rotator cuff and iliopsoas tendon. And the iliopsoas I understand, is very rare to find a person who has a torn that tendon. This has affected my mobility significantly, especially since it is on the same leg that I needed a total knee replacement. The total knee replacement was completed January 28, 2019, and the iliofacial tear was done on November the 9th, I believe, of 2018. Does knee surgery well? My mobility came back and flexibility came back quite quickly, but my overall mobility and walking has been affected from the back pain. Additionally, you talked about glutathione in RegActive. I took it for about 2 years before it became scarce. That was because of the big demand. And I stopped looking for it. I noticed a reduction in my tremors within 2 weeks of taking RegActive. So that's a nice report on that. They have actually two products now. There's a RegActive liver detox that, again, kept going out of supply because of the high demand. I do have some supply of that. They came out just in the last 6 months with a new product called ME3, which is the natural enzyme in the stomach that produces glutathione, and that has also been in very short supply. I do not have any supply of that. They only allow us to order a very limited supply, but I do have the RegActive liver detox. She continues, I have also tried CBD creams and have noted one significant outcome when using CBD cream. That is the one I have cramps or Charlie horses, which I often get and which often last up to 10 minutes. If I take some of the CBD cream and rub it where the cramps go away and typically will stay away for a long time. I'm experimenting with vaping CBD oil at this time, but have not tried it long enough to get the dosage high enough to relieve pain. So still the jury is out on that. I turned 58 on July 16th, and my goal right now is to gain back some semblance of my mobility so that I can walk like a human being again and have much less pain than I'm having right now. Just thought I'd share these things. And thank you so much for submitting that, because we had some discussion about back pain that we started last time, and that's a wonderful embellishment to the kinds of things you found that have really been helpful. And now we also have a set of very interesting questions as follows. I experience abdominal spasms and tremors just below the ribcage during DOPA, that's Matapore, end of dose off time, which also seems to have some connection to digestion. They've been so bad sometimes that I have had difficulty breathing. I am not sure if they involve external muscle, diaphragm, or intestines, or all of them. I understand that you cannot comment on drug-related issues, but this appears to be a symptom of Parkinson's. Do you know anything about, or does anyone have any experience with this problem and natural ways to deal with it? So please, out there, if you're hearing this question and have any kind of comments, you can certainly email me and I will forward this to him, or you can let us know right now. He also follows up and says, I have found that castor oil packs on the abdomen seem to help. I think it seems related to toxicity. I found after a while using the packs that I get worse and an enema brings relief. Castor oil moves toxins from lymphatics to the GIT, gastrointestinal tract, and you have to move them out quickly. That's my theory anyway. Sounds like a good, solid theory to me. And here the comment is, I would love to hear from anyone else having similar challenges. It's not the usual list of symptoms. Well, that certainly is the case. So an interesting solution to that. And, again, if anybody is having those kinds of challenges and have any kind of comments, please send them through. A second question is, do you know anything about or has anyone had any experience with wild green oats extract? Apparently, it inhibits MAO, the enzyme that breaks dopamine down. Hence, it seems to do the same thing as the drug. I am not keen on using herbs the same way as drugs, but perhaps it may be a way to reduce L-DOPA dose and give some symptomatic relief while recovering. And yes, it seems to me that may in fact be the case. I have interviewed a herbalist, Andrew Bentley, who did suggest that the wild oats extract was something that he found really did make a difference to people. So we do have some confirmation from an herbalist that that really does make a difference. You might want to actually contact Andrew. He's in Lexington, Kentucky, to see what additional comments he might have about dealing with his own persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease that he works with in his own herbal practice. So yes, that's something that I've documented seems to make a difference, and it may be something that would be beneficial to you. So again, you might want to talk with Andrew, see what he might recommend. He also makes his own herbs, so instead of getting them sort of from an herbal source, he gets them and harvests them out in the wild. So you'll certainly get a really high quality herbal of the oats extract, wild oats extract, if you contact him. I'd recommend checking with Andrew, see what he has to say. So let me check with the chat room, see if we've got anything entered. We have something from Susan. Does anyone have experience dealing with H. pylori bacteria? So that's the question, everybody. And if anybody has any experience, you can just type that in here to the chat room, and we'll be able to see some discussion here. And Vanna is here as well, she says, in our chat room. Hi, Vanna. It's great to hear from you. So now, having now read the emails that we've received for our support group this month and having given you a preview of the big activities for Parkinson's recovery, which has been the survey and the results of what's helping people feel better, I want to connect in with those of you who called in and say, hello, what's up, what reports do you have for the rest of us? And again, as you've heard some calls for some additional input, please just type those into the chat room so that we can share them with really everybody else. Let me first now open up the line to Bill and say hello. How are you?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing pretty well. Thank you, Bill. It's great to hear your voice.
Likewise. Nothing too much new this month. I did try the ketone ester from this Frank Loesser or Loster, however his name's pronounced.
Right, right.
And I didn't have a good reaction to it. It really caused a lot of GI upset. I was laughing because he warns people that it tastes like jet fuel. And he's right about that.
Yeah, it has kind of a weird taste. And some people,
Very weird.
Doesn't work for them. It sounds like that was you were one of them. So it didn't provide any relief, it sounds like.
Well, it seemed too almost caustic in a way, and it really caused a lot of GI upset in my case, so I just had to abandon that. But it might work for other people. I mean, I'm not condemning it in any way. I'm just warning people to look, you know, take a very small dose first and see how you react to it.
Oh, I think that's really good advice. Did you try taking it before you went to sleep?
No, I took it. I had some emails back and forth with him, and he suggested taking it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. So that's what I did.
Oh. Yeah, I had a conversation with Frank several weeks ago to get an update on what he'd learned from dealing with people that have Parkinson's symptoms and taking the ester. And he had a rather interesting report. He immediately said that he thought the one kind of benefit that seemed to help a lot of people, not just with Parkinson's symptoms, is to take the ester in only about like 3 millimeter or 5 millimeter, just a tiny bit before you go to bed, before you sleep.
Right.
And he said that apparently that facilitated deeper sleep. And so it's kind of interesting. He didn't really go into anything other than just using it for, you know, getting the REM sleep. So I haven't heard back from anybody who's actually done that, so I don't have any reports for anybody.
Yeah, in my particular case, I don't have any major sleep issues, and I told him that. He did bring up that possibility that it would be helpful for that. But I said, I'm really looking more for waking hour improvements in any of the symptoms that I have. His main focus seems to be on athletic performance for younger people who don't have Parkinson's. So I'm not sure he has a whole lot of experience with dealing with Parkinson's people, but I mean, you got to start somewhere. So in my case, it didn't work out, but you know, that's not to say it wouldn't be helpful to somebody else, but just say to other people who are thinking of trying it, just take it easy at the beginning.
Yeah, take just a small little bit of a dose. You don't want to overtax the GI system.
Because it is really nasty tasting.
It is. It's got a weird taste to it. And I do want to say that it is true that Frank still does not have a wide range of experience in knowing more about how this helps people with Parkinson's symptoms. But I also know that this really is one of his goals, that he really, the first development of the ketone ester was by Dr. Veach at NIH. Frank is connected with him in a family sense. And Dr. Veach got involved because he could see that the ester was helping provide relief from Parkinson's symptoms, of all things. That's why Dr. Veach got involved in all of this. And they just recently were able to successfully produce commercially viable ketone ester in the lab. That's only been possible in the last year and a half. And what's happened is that because it gives the athletes about a 15% boost in their performance, that these big professional athletic teams, you know, these folks that whose career is based on being able to have excellent athletic performance, whether it's cycling or football or basketball or whatever, that apparently is just taken off like wildfire. These athletes, if they're already an outstanding athlete, if they can get a 15% improvement in their performance, you know, they're going to be able to outstrip any competitors. And so So I think what you see on the website is there's just all this overwhelming evidence that it really helps a lot of athletes. But I think I do want to say that I know Frank wants more and more people to be able to take this who have Parkinson's symptoms so we can learn more about how it can actually help. My other idea, Bill, and you might have heard me say this before, is I have this idea that the ester is going to be of great benefit to persons who are taking a lot of medicine and their doctors are no longer willing to prescribe more because they're at the maximum. So their off times are getting longer, their on times are getting shorter, they can't take more medicine, they're kind of in a place where they're really stuck. I believe that being able to incorporate the ester will be able to lengthen the effectiveness of the medicines, create longer on times, create less off times. And we don't still have any direct evidence for that, but that's my idea of how the ester can really make a huge, huge difference out there in the world. But again, those of you who are listening, it's, I think, an option that's well worth considering, but take Bill's advice seriously. It means if the bottle says take 6 milliliters, well, wait a minute, you can start with a third of that. You know, don't take a whole bunch of it. Just start very gingerly and then work your way up.
Right. And he's a very nice person. He refunded my money. So since it didn't work out, he's very eager to deal with other Parkinson's people who are willing to try it. So I wouldn't hesitate trying it if you're interested, but just be careful, that's all.
Right. No, he's a wonderful man. And yes, when I ask him, well, tell me, Frank, what about, you know, is there any guarantee with this? And he said, listen, if this is not going to help, I want to make sure that people have no risk and get a full refund. I said, well, so is this within 30 days or 90 days or, you know, what's the time frame? He said, oh, there's no time frame. You can rest assured that if this calls out to you one way or another, that there's no risk involved. So, well, Bill, thank you so much for your report and your experience, which I know will be helpful to lots of other people.
Okay, thanks, Robert.
Of course. Thank you for being there. And let me now check in with Lynn. Hello, Lynn, are you there?
Lynn, I'm here. How are you?
Well, fine. And so what's the report from you?
I had the deep brain surgery.
Right.
And they had to go on a conference, so I had to wait longer to turn it on. So they're turning it on Thursday.
Oh, so it's not even turned on yet?
No. No, the tremors have gotten worse since the surgery, so I can't wait. But they
Oh, really? Oh, good. Well, we're going to have to wait till next month to find out the extent to which it's been able to calm them.
Dr. Sani came to my husband. He's the neurosurgeon, and they did preliminary testing, and they think it's going to, 99% sure it's going to get all the tremors.
Oh, my God. That's exciting. Well, I bet you can't wait for Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, can't wait for that. That's for sure.
Really? Well, my goodness. And so the surgery went well, it sounds like?
Yeah, no, only took an hour and a half. Normally it takes about 4 hours.
Wow. So you were a speedy patient, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I worked hard at it. I did a lot of preparation meditations and reading his book so I knew what was going to happen. They put this big metal thing on your head and they screw it in while you're awake, my husband was sitting there.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But it all feels like a big blur now.
Well, but just as well, huh? Just as well. You don't need to remember the details of all that.
Mm-hmm. But I was also wondering, you know, the only symptom they say I'll get from tremors, from the Parkinson's, is the tremors. They're pretty bad because they cause me pain. But I don't have all the other symptoms. And I wonder if all the natural stuff I've been doing has kept them at bay.
Oh, I think so. Because you've done some wonderful therapies. And you're really very well, very functional, except for the tremors. And now you've got this therapy that it sounds like it's going to address that. So you've got your life force back, it sounds like, Lynn.
Yes, I did. That's what I keep saying. When I get my life back on Thursday, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, we will all be thinking about you on Thursday. And, you know, I think your story is really a wonderful testament to the fact that sometimes just a combination of approaches are really what's needed. And it may be that it's surgery or medicines or natural kind of therapies, a combination. A lot of people have a pretty strong judgment. Well, it's not a good idea to do something like medicines or surgeries. But I think your story is just the reverse. It's that, no, look, if you really look into the situation, it may be that that really will be a nice combination of approaches. So you know the natural therapies have made a big difference, and now you've found another one that's going to help with the tremors.
Right. And it's actually kind of this deep brain thing is kind of like energy medicine, really.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's sending energy down there that's needed to be sent to be able to help.
Yeah, what they're doing is, according to Dr. Sony, is they put the leads down into the part of the brain that's causing the tremors, and it changes the vibrational rate of those of the neurons in the area where the leads are.
Right, of course. So it's energy medicine, basically. It's just done through surgery.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a wonderful explanation. And, you know, maybe that'll help other people be more open to this as an option if they have a big problem with tremors as well then.
So have people have been resistant to this that need it, you know, because I could speak to people.
Good. Yeah, so everyone, do you hear that? If you've been considering that as an option, deep brain stimulation, and you would like to be able to connect with Lynn, be sure to let me know and I'll connect you together.
Yeah.
That would be a wonderful resource for you.
How I did the natural. It didn't get everything, but it helped with a lot of things.
Yes, exactly. Okay. No, it helped. That's exactly right. You've done a lot of things that have made a big difference.
Now, the other thing, the people with the back pain, I have a friend who's a chiropractor, and she's been giving me free adjustments about 3-4 times a week, and it's made a big difference with how I stand and my posture and everything. I wonder about chiropractic for those people.
Yes, that's a good suggestion. And I noticed if you look down the listing of what people said was making a big difference to reversing their symptoms, one person did report there is a way to stretch the spine that chiropractors use, a spine stretch.
Right.
And they specifically mentioned that as helpful. And I know at one of our Parkinson's recovery summits, when we were going around the room asking what was helping, a man reported that that had made a huge difference to him.
Yeah.
He explained you get on some kind of a couch device, and they really, really just stretch out the spine. They kind of lengthen it somehow.
Oh, my God. My yoga teacher used to do that kind of a thing. Yeah, it helped her a lot.
Yeah, so that made, for folks that have the back pain, it may be that going to a chiropractor to see what they might be able to do would really make a big difference. That's a wonderful suggestion. So for those of you who have asked about that, here's an idea for you to consider.
Or physical therapy has helped me a lot, too.
Right, exactly. Another good suggestion. Because the physical therapists really know how to move the body. And, you know, other kind of therapies like Feldenkrais can also be potentially helpful. Feldenkrais is a very, very gentle kind of a therapy that really, in terms of being able to provide some relief for painful kind of situations, might be very useful. So there are some of these energetic energy approaches, body work kind of approaches that might help them with their back pain.
Yep. Okay. Yay.
Well, thank you, Lynn, for being here and giving us a report on your surgery, and we look forward to next month celebrating the fact that you've had such a wonderful relief from your tremors.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And let me now open up the line to Vonna and say, hi, how are you? Opening up the line to Vonna, who may have muted her microphone. Hello. Want to say hi? There you are. I hear you.
Yeah. So
hi.
I'm still in one piece.
Well, we're all thankful for that, Vonna. So what's up with you this month?
Not a whole lot. I've been taking some liquid nutritional supplements like broad beans.
Yeah.
And skunk cabbage.
Oh.
And some other stuff. Skunk cabbage is supposed to be good for tremors. And broad bean is what, according to my herbologist, broad bean is what is in medication that a neurologist would give you anyway.
That's fava beans. Yes, that's correct.
So we shall see.
And you know what, Vonna? It may be you would enjoy connecting with Aunt Bean, who has the farm in Tennessee where she makes the fava bean tincture.
Yeah.
Aunt Bean has a recent update on the fava bean Parkinson's recovery website. And she sent me an individual email, and she said that she's experimenting with a new food to see if that might also help. She's doing beautifully, I mean absolutely beautifully, with all of her foods that she's eating and her fava bean tincture. And Aunt Bean also said something interesting in the recent correspondence a few days ago. She said that the fava bean tincture, for a while she was having to take quite a bit more, but now she's able to take just a few drops. She's actually been able to reduce that to be able to get total relief from her symptoms. So she might be a wonderful resource for you as well, Vonna. So send me an email if you'd like to connect with her, and I'll forward that to her.
And who is that?
Aunt Bean is what she calls herself on the website. Aunt Bean, B-B-A-N. But she does, you know, fava beans.
I won't have a chance to send you an email. Could you just go ahead and send it to me?
Yes. I don't have her permission to send you her email. But I can email her and say you would like to connect with her, and I'll send her your email. Is that okay?
Yeah, you can give her my telephone number, too.
Okay, I'll do that.
609-533-1116.
Okay, so repeat that one more time.
609-533-1116. 1116.
Okay. I'll give that phone number to her as well. And her name is first name is Sandra. Of course, she goes by Aunt Bean, but her first name is Sandra.
And what is it she has?
Okay, so Sandra, for years and years, has had the philosophy that she can address her symptoms of Parkinson's using food remedies. So she's been able to design and develop lots of different recipes and foods, like fava beans, like you were just talking about, that have provided enormous relief from her symptoms. The website that I support where we post her developments is the following. The word fava beans, F-A-V-A-B-E-A-N-S.
Let me just write that down. Excuse me just a minute. All right. Trying to do stuff with the computer, it's acting up. F-A-V-A.
B-E-A-N-S. Dot Parkinson's Recovery.
Okay.
.com.
Her name was
Sandra.
Oh, wait a minute.
Or her name is Sandra, and the website, she lists herself as Aunt Bean. She has a little download of a free handbook of recipes that she's found to be useful, and there are just a number of different posts on how to make these foods and these fava beans. And given your interest in food, I bet you would really enjoy connecting with her, and she with you.
Okay, I was typing it down, but my computer didn't take it. So fava beans
dot
Parkinson's
dot, and then the rest of it is the regular main website, ParkinsonsRecovery.com. That's right.
Yeah.
And if you go there, you'll see the website again and information about her. And I will email her with your phone number and let her know you'd love to be able to talk with her, okay?
And it's Sandra.
Uh-huh.
You can just call her Sandra
and
Bean.
Yeah, really. You got it.
Where does she live?
In Tennessee.
Where?
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah.
Dadgum, she's not in Texas. What's the problem?
I don't know. Well, Tennessee's not that far from Texas. Yes, I actually visited her farm when we did a summit in Cincinnati a number of years ago, and I thought, well, Tennessee is pretty close to Cincinnati. It's not really true, actually, but I went down, and she had a little event that she sponsored there in her community, and we went to that, and then I went back up to the summit in Cincinnati, so... anyway, she's quite an interesting person, a researcher at heart. And again, her approach is that the body can be brought back into balance through nutrition, so basically food. And she experiments with all sorts of foods that contain things like L-DOPA and the kind of hormones that the body needs.
Yeah.
So she's quite a fascinating researcher. She's been doing this now for 10, 12 years. She grows her own fava bean plants, and she explains what to harvest on a fava bean plant to get the most L-DOPA infusion.
Fava bean, Parkinson. Is that a dot after fava bean?
Yes. So the word fava beans together and then dot. Parkinson's.
Fava bean, is that one bean or two?
No, it's plural. Fava beans. It's plural. Okay. Dot ParkinsonsRecovery.com. And just, you know, send me an email if you have trouble with getting in there. I'll send you the actual link.
Well, I'm leaving tomorrow to go out of town.
Oh, goodness. Well, have a good trip. You're a traveler, a world traveler.
Well, I traveled to West Texas for 1,500 miles round trip, and I was traveling with my cart, with my husband driving in the car. So I had a numb backside when I got through with that.
Oh, I bet. I bet. That's a long trip. Texas is a big state. It's a country in itself.
And I drove not on a four-lane freeway, but a two-lane.
Oh, which is even more challenging.
Big 18-wheelers head-on, and we read an article later that said that was a highway where a lot of deaths occurred because of...
Oh, my God. Well, at least you got through it alive, huh?
It was near the oil country, so there's a lot of oil business going on in the Permian Basin in Midland, Texas.
Oh, right.
Listen, you had mentioned the truckers just were all over the place, and I was driving about the time that I was meeting them head on.
Oh, my.
And we were in a rent car, and there was play in the steering wheel, and I didn't feel real safe.
I wouldn't either. I can't imagine anybody would. Boy, talking about being traumatized, you'll have to find ways to release that. You know?
I was, that's for sure. You mentioned in the notes for our last call.
Yeah.
You mentioned about the bath, and you mentioned Epsom salt and baking soda. It's not Epsom salt. It's sea salt.
Sea salt.
Sea salt.
Sea salt. And baking soda. There you go. Sea salt and baking soda. Thank you for
and
that.
And I have most recently gotten a walk-in bathtub. Did I tell you about that?
Uh-huh, you did. And that's been helpful too, apparently.
Well, it's been interesting. I've been able to soak a lot of body parts that I didn't have. When I take a shower, you just don't do that. So my feet are softer and... I turn on the jets and let it do a little bit of jacuzzi stuff. So if anybody wants to know about that, let have them give me a call. In the meantime, how's it going with you with the sound? Sound health?
So your question has to do with the ability of my daughter to get some healing from sound health, and that's been going quite beautifully, actually. She's just doing so much better. She's functional. Pain episodes have subsided. So we're really pleased and happy and delighted with the results of all of that. Yeah, it's been quite wonderful, really.
Just so happens there's somebody here in Austin, Texas, who is familiar with that, so...
Oh, have you connected with him?
Yeah.
Are you getting the therapy then?
Well, soon to get it.
Great.
But they had pre-canned ones.
Yeah, right.
For muscles.
Well, so for some of you listening to this conversation, I know you're probably a bit perplexed about what we're really discussing. This has to do with the therapy that is developed by Sherry Edwards from soundhealthoptions.com. She's in Ohio. And Sherry has developed this technology of being able to do an analysis from a voice print. In other words, you do a little 40-second recording of your voice. You send it through. They do an analysis, and they can come back and tell you what kind of recommendations they have that will support your body's ability to come back into balance. So what happens is they can then program tones, sounds, frequencies that support your body's ability to heal. And a lot of those frequencies aren't actually audible. You can't actually hear them because they're such low frequencies. So what happens is everything is a frequency in the body. So, for example, the way I can best explain this is if a person is deficient in vitamin C, and many people are, by the way, you can take a vitamin C supplement, or you can actually receive vitamin C through a frequency that is equivalent to the frequency of vitamin C. And so what Cherry's company has done and what she has done as a researcher is to be able to identify all these many different frequencies that will supplement the body's ability to get the support that it needs. And so that's in terms of my daughter. She was having some very unique challenges, and she needed some frequencies that weren't available, certainly from any medications. And she's now able to get the support that she needs through just sound. So it's sound therapy. And I do believe that the medicine of the future is going to fall into two categories, and that is sound and light. And, of course, both are really the same kind of thing. They both are frequencies. So if you look at the frequency of, for example, red light, there is a sound that is equivalent to that frequency. So when I say sound and light, it's really the same thing. It really is frequency medicine. And that's what Sherry has done. And what Vana was just asking me about as well, how is my experience with that? And it's been through getting that therapy for my own daughter. And it's been very, very useful and successful for her. So thanks for asking, Vana. So anything else?
Yeah, I'm going nuts. I'm going insane. That's where I'm going. I'm going insane.
You're going insane. Well, we all are these days. The world is crazy out there, I tell you.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay sane. So I'm glad you voiced that. I'm thinking, I am too.
Well, the can you overdo it with a beamer?
Okay, so that's another question that some people may not know what Vana is actually asking. The beamer is an electromagnetic field pulse therapy, and it opens up the ability of the circulation to flow through these tiny little capillaries. So it removes the waste from the cells, and it also delivers the nutrients. And I think the answer is yes. I don't think it's the kind of thing that you want to do more than twice a day, Vana. Are you doing it more than twice a day?
No.
So you're okay.
No,
once in the morning and once in the evening would be all that would really be necessary. You don't need to do more than that.
But I'm going to a chiropractor who puts some kind of light on my head, so I'm going to be glowing in the dark pretty soon.
You sure are. Especially with using the beamer as well.
Either have that or eat that or have a stroke or something. I don't know.
Really? So, but you are using the beamer, it sounds like, just not... I think that's a really long-term, really valuable therapy. And my daughter Adrienne is using that too, again, with great, great effectiveness. So I couldn't recommend that more highly myself.
Well, even though I'm on the road, people can still give them a call at that number.
Yes. Okay, so everybody, if you want to follow up with Vana on any of the kinds of things that she's doing, the number again and is going to be 609-533-1116.
Right.
And name is Vana, V-A-U-N-A. And she's in Austin, Texas. So in terms of time differences, you'll be able to know, given where you live, what the difference might be. So give her a call.
Yeah.
She's got some great recommendations on detox baths and foods that you can eat that make a difference and other kinds of possibilities. So give her a call.
And talk about the baths, the therapeutic baths.
Yes, the baths, which have been so very helpful to you as well. So
yeah.
Be sure to connect with her.
Okay.
Well, Vana, thanks so much for being here. It's great to hear from you.
Okay.
You have a wonderful trip starting tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for connecting in. So I'm checking in with the questions here. We didn't have anybody who followed up from Susan's question. Has anybody had experience dealing with H. pylori bacteria? Unfortunately, we may have somebody later, Susan, and we'll be able to email you whatever their response might be. So I don't have anybody who's got any kind of specific report for that. The one kind of follow-up I might give as a thought for you, Susan, is bacteria all have a frequency, too. Everything has a frequency in the body. So if you are struggling with being able to find ways to address the problem of that bacteria that you'd like to be able to address, you might begin thinking of ways that you could use sound therapy to be able to get rid of it. There's a wonderful story about a person back in the 1930s called Rife, R-I-F-E, who did some experimentations with sound and the issues of bacteria and cancers and other kinds of things. And so what he did, this was way back in the 1930s, is he had this very sophisticated microscope, and he would look at bacteria under the microscope. And, of course, these are live entities, so they would be jumping around all over the place. And then he would just randomly begin to expose those bacteria to different sound frequencies. It was just a hit-and-miss kind of a thing. He didn't have any idea what sound would make a difference. And as he looked at the bacteria and then adjusted the frequencies, the sound that were basically being targeted to the bacteria, all of a sudden he would notice the bacteria went dead. And so then he codified what frequencies were those that were able to address the bacteria successfully. So it was quite a wonderful, marvelous, creative work. It got lost after the 1930s for various reasons. But that has been followed up by people like Sherry Edwards. And so if you're having difficulty with being able to address that problem, it's very likely that if you begin to approach that from the perspective of sound therapy, you might be able to really have wonderful success and results. So that concludes our gathering today for our Parkinson's Recovery September Support Group gathering, which has been quite fascinating. Just as a heads up, I am going to put out for the announcement here in the next few days the new course offering. It's going to be a new curriculum that I'm developing and excited about working on, which will be What Really Matters, the kind of therapies that help tame down that nervous system called the sympathetic nervous system that creates and really feeds into the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. And we're going to go through each idea, one by one, over the course of the weeks that we'll be covering. So I hope you can join us for that. It's going to be, for me, a very exciting kind of an adventure. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the, you guessed it, Puget Sound, where all of the women are smart, all the men are, of course, handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are connected in here with the Parkinson's Recovery membership and the MAR Parkinson's Recovery community, that in your own time, in your own fashion, at your own pace, in your own way, you indeed are successfully traveling down the road to recovery, and that I just say congratulations to you for doing just that. Thanks so much for being here. Of course, we'll reconnect here the last Monday of October for our October support group gathering, 12 noon Pacific time. Thanks so much for being here today at our gathering for September.